欢迎来到卡卡课堂 ，I'm Jessica。今天我们来分享一篇非常经典的英语美文 ，The Sand and the Stone， 沙子和石头。如果有人伤害过你，你会怎么办呢？你会一直记住他，把这份恨放在心里吗？如果有人帮助过你，你又会怎么办呢？你会一直心怀感激吗？今天这篇故事呢，用沙子和石头告诉了我们应该怎么样去处理心中的恨，如何对待别人对你的好。接下来我们来完整听一下这篇美文。如果你觉得我的语速比较快呢，可以微信搜索卡卡课堂，里面有我慢版的带读。另外我们爱趣英文的限额招生呢已经开启了，如果你想参加我们的课程，从根本上提升你的听说能力，说出一口地道准确的美语，记得报名参加哦。 The Sand and the Stone. The story goes that two friends are walking through the desert. During some point of the journey, they have an argumentAnd one friend slaps the other in the face. The one is hurt. Without saying anything, he writes in the sand, "Today, my best friend slaps me in the face." They keep on walking until they find an oasis, and they decide to take a bath. The one who has been slapped gets stuck in the mire and starts drowning. But the friend saves him. After he recovers from the near drowning, he writes on the stone,Today, my best friend saves my life. His friend asks him, After he hurt you, you're right in the sand and now you're right in the stone. Why? He replies, When someone hurts us, we should write it down in the sand. The winds of forgiveness can erase it away. But when someone does something good for us, we must engrave in the stone. Therefore, no wind can ever erase it.Learn to write your hurt in the sand and to carve your benefits on the stone.